I am telling you, years from now, school children will study it as one of the greatest first dates of all time.
Yay!
I'll say yay. It was unbelievable. We could totally be ourselves. We didn't have to play any games.
So have you called her yet?
Let her know I like her. What are you saying?
Oh, guys!
Whoa. It's the next day. How needy do I want to seem? I'm right. Right?
Oh, yeah. Let her dangle. Yeah.
I can't believe my parents are actually pressuring me to find one of you people.
God, come on. Just do it. Call her. Stop being so testosterone-y.
Which, by the way, is the real San Francisco treat. I got her machine.
Her answer machine?
No. Interestingly enough, her leaf blower picked up.
Why didn't you say anything?
Oh, no. Last time I left a spontaneous message, I ended up using the phrase, yes, indeedio.
Look, it's Rachel and Barry. No, don't everybody look at what?
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, they're just talking.
Yeah, well, does he look upset? Does he look like he was just told to shove anything?
No, actually, he's smiling. And, oh, my God, don't do that!
What?
That man across the street just kicked that pigeon.
Oh. And basically, that's how a bill becomes a law.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey. How'd it go? You know, it was actually really great. Took me to lunch at the Russian tea room, and I had that chicken, you know, where you poke it and all the butter squirts out. Not a good day for birds. And then we took a walk down to Bendel's, and I told him not to, but he got me a little bottle of Chanel.
Mm, that's nice. Now, was that before or after you told him to stop calling, stop sending you flowers, and to generally leave you alone, hmm?
Right. Well, we never actually got to that. Oh, it was just so nice to see him again, you know? It was comfortable, and it was familiar, and it was just nice.
That's nice twice.